We're learning the sugyas in the Sefer Ksuvos, Perek Aleph, to talk about many yisodos and hilchos Shabbos. Yisodos, of course, are at the same time general and overarching on the one hand, and almost by the definition complex on the other hand. That's just a small little detail, but a yisod which has applications in many areas of halacha. Be a little careful in analyzing these things. Just to give it as one example, I was b'chavin to this beautiful sefer called Nesivos Shalom, a beautiful whole sefer on Shabbos, Klali Melechos Machsheves, and something which I told you on my own. I probably saw it here last time around. I'm guessing. On page Lamed Beit of this sefer, I saw yesterday about Sabbath Pesukreish L'Shaavar. The right from the Ramban. The Aloha brought a right from the Ramban by Mitzaref. So we saw the Aloha inside. And you never know whether the piece of metal is already had the tziruf or is so far removed that it won't achieve the tziruf. Just happen to have the tziruf. That sounds like it's permissible. It sounds like there's something to Kamesh Toshoma. It says no. Sarach Lodon is also Vidas Bnei Odom. Sheregam Begreira Smita. Im Yavo Odom Lachkor Teva Hakark and Mirako Kosha. Bekoach Odom Begreira. Vitsuras Asafso. Minastam Yucha Leda Meirosh in Yvotza Charitz. I said you have to have an expert in geology or some farmer. Avot became Enon Omer Shu Savak Lushova. Hey, Ella Hayos, Vain Teva Bnei Odom Lachkor Vladas Kozer. Lachain ain't done as Oz Kashela the Osid. Shishkan Safi Begrero himself alasis Kharitz. So, too, this idea, if you know this Chaim Ashigir the Tziruf, you can have muscle the Mumchim, and Adam and Nikol Yayin. The male ain't done as Oz Kashela the Shahabar. This is not much word for what I told you. I probably didn't see this. I know this is a beautiful safer I have for a long time. So, what I said on my own, I probably just repeated unknowingly what I had seen in the safer a while back. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivad to this wonderful Mechaber, page Lamed Beis, it's 7 years old given. Just to give an example, these are, as Chazal says, Harorim HaTuluyim V'Sa'ara, these columns. It's very important to try to tackle them one by one. And there is an important topic, which we haven't discussed in any detail yet, but I believe that the time has come to talk about it a little more in depth, because apparently it's becoming a major discussion these days. And that's something called the kosher switch. I don't know exactly where it's headed and how popular it's become, but there's some serious issues involved in these matters. So let me give you a brief. I brought with me this entire binder, Kosher Switch Technologies, Inc. Okay? It tells you more or less how it works.
You put the on-screen website explains
it. Oh, yeah? True. Yeah, put it on the screen. Why not? We believe in transparency. It's always been my, I always thrive. I'm not allowed to be transparent. It's hurt to people's feelings. As a rule, transparency is a good thing. I have a 20-page kutras here, which came out in Cheshvan Tavshin Ayin. And preceded by many letters. The letters are not what we're here to discuss right now. Primarily discussing the 20-page kutras. Oh, okay. Look at that. In English. I don't think I saw this. Good. Is everyone see it? Able to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I saw this at all. Let's read it together. Simple concepts. Indispensable benefits. Well, we'll see that. Halach uncertainty, randomness and delays. It's not considered to be that he caused it. He's suggesting algorithms, internal microcontroller. Okay? When you slide the on-off button, you're moving an isolated piece of plastic. That's absolutely correct. It's purely mechanical and is not attached to anything electrical. Absolutely correct. This is done at a time when you see a green status light, which provides 100% assurance that the relevant components within the switch are inactive, completely correct. Subsequently, after a random interval, now shouldn't think it's either from 2 seconds to 2 years. Don't think that. It's not that random. It wouldn't sell too well if it were that way. After a little while, the device will activate and determine the position of the plastic by flashing an internal light pulse. The attached light fixture will be triggered only after the switch overcomes two failure probability processes. It's also true. One prior to the light pulse and one after it. Halachically, your action is simply the movement of an isolated piece of plastic with no implications of causation. Now that's not true. That till now he's describing facts. Now he's giving a halachic statement. Now, halachic statements are not so certain. He should have said, your action maybe, some will say, just makes a statement just like this so clearly, as unequivocally, as if no one disagrees. That's really hard to understand. Okay, yes?
Do we assume that based on the Chazaka that when you're about to pull the plastic piece, it's green, so then it remains green while you're pulling it, we don't have to be a shash that's going to switch?
It's like this. How should I say it? When the light is red, you should not be playing with the plastic. And the red light is always 5 seconds. Always 5 seconds. So if you pull the green is random. If you pull when you push it when it's green, guaranteed nothing's going to happen for these 5 seconds.
That's true.
Guaranteed nothing. Because let's say it gets red, it's next second. It'll take 5 seconds. So it's guaranteed to label these 5 seconds. It's correct. It's 100% right. Everything he said is true, except the last statements. That's already a matter of opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
But what if you get there, you see the green is on, so you don't know why you're about to press it. It may turn red that second.
Even if it turns red that second, you still have 5 more seconds until the.
Even from when it starts turning red, there's still time.
Nothing happens until 5 seconds after that. I don't want to go into the technicalities. I think it's 100% correct. Okay, enlarged view. Maybe we should do enlarged view. Maybe you guys can if you can see it. Click on an image.
At least one of those images below.
That's what it means. I think this is what you really need to know. Now this is just green and red and green. Oh, by the way, it's important to know on a weekday mode, it's neither red nor green. A weekday mode, it's like Mania Samonea, we'll get to where I'm helping. Catherine. Maybe we should see this, maybe it's a little bit bigger. Okay. So what happens, see this thing? It goes up and down. Number three goes up and down. And it separates between these two things. This side has a constant electric pulse. Going this way. Here's where it comes from. Here is where it's received. When this hits this and it's received, then something can start happening. But this thing is in the way. So you slide it out of the way. When you pick up the thing, you put on the switch, you slide this out of the way. So now this can go to this. Follow me? So the mile it has is that number one is delayed at least 5 seconds. Number two, there is, as he said before, a certain randomness. Not every time that this hits this, is it going to connect. Because there's a computer chip which rejects it sometimes, maybe even most of the time. In addition, after it gets to this one, and this has to go to put the light on, there's an additional randomness. So the specs say, well, that's true. Everything's saying it's true. But, as was explained to me, these things are coming at 100 times a second. So, could miss the first 20 times. It's irrelevant in practical terms, because if you have 100 of them, before you turn around, it's going to happen, because with all the Svegas built into each and every action, the light's going to go on very soon, otherwise it won't sell. So that's what's happening over here. So technically speaking, each and every act, Svega, nothing's going to happen as a result of each and every pulse. But the pulses are coming rapid fire, so after a while, pretty short while, the light's going to go on. This is what I wanted to show you. I don't know how to get this.
Put that next to the image.
Here? I want to get this smaller. Very good. So let's just see what was on over here. Are you able to read it? Is it big enough? Comment to read it?
Yeah. I understood Rebbe just said correctly, Rebbe is introducing an idea of time regarding psikresha.
If it were psikresha, I'm a big fan of time, as you well know. You've heard me a few times. But my main point today is going to be it's not a psikresha, it's a mechavad mamash. That's going to be the big point of contention between myself and some of the other.
Maybe allude to that because there's practically there's even though each action in itself has multiple signals built in, the amount of time between each set of actions is too minute to matter practically.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying it's a davar ha-mechavad. Davar ha-mechavad doesn't matter if it happens now; it happens later. Sick ratio, it does matter. We'll get to that. We've spoken about it a little bit. Let's get to it again. The key question over here is it called a sick ratio or is it called a mechavad? That's why our sugya. This shiur is not an extraneous sugya. This belongs to our sugya. What's called a mechavad? What's called a sick ratio? And I'm not going to. I thought I'd finish that topic today. Not even a chance. This sugya is going on until next week. This is a very complicated sugya. What's a sick ratio? What's a mechavad mamash? Very complicated. Very complicated. There's a whole siman in the Sefer Kosheim, the Sefer Shalom about it. And there are matters of dispute among Gedolim long before we got the kosher switch about these things. I'm a Sefer Shalom fan. I think he says it's Eps. We'll see soon what that means. Let's read. It's important that we see what it is, because you can come home for Shabbos. What's this thing? What does it mean? Tells you what it means. So he tells you the door opens. Then, okay. Light pulse pair, I don't know what the word means. One side being the transmitter and the other being the receiver. That I know what it means. At certain intervals, transmitter sends a light pulse lasting only a few milliseconds while using the receiver to determine if the pulse of light was received. Okay? Fine. But it's not on non-obstructed position. In Shabbos mode, the light pulse sometimes fails to function. It's built in. Okay? We have the status like before, the various mode selections. This is what it's all about. So in normal mode, okay, it goes on and off, instant and guaranteed, because the light pulse pairs several times a second to send the light pulse, determine if the on-off button is an on or off position. Even in normal mode, the code switch is superior than a traditional switch, since it does not constitute a prohibited act with the same severity as a regular wall switch. Why not? Okay, very good. Let's say it's in a regular mode, not Shabbos mode.
Why am I turning the switch up?
What?
Why am I moving the switch up in Shabbos?
I want light to go on.
Right, so that's it. I don't
You're a plain Jew. What's going on? It's Yisrael Darais. What are you talking about? You're all like Rabbi Yoshev, all like you. No, it's very far from plain Jew, Rabbi Yoshev. Okay? Yaakov is also far from a plain Jew. I'm just using it as a compliment, really. I told you, do what a plain Jew, what a good Jew would do. A good Jew. He says like this: if I pull an obstruction away, that's called menias amoneia. Menias amoneia means there's something, there's a constant series of pulses, each one of which is capable of putting on a light. And something's in the way. I remove what's in the way. It's called minia samonea. If I remove what's in the way, that may not be a violation of the Shabbos at all. It's considered to be in the category of a non-action on my part. The word grum is even a misnomer, maybe even less than a grum.
It's removing the gas from a gas stove.
I don't think that's exactly a good analogy. There are those who claim that's called grumma, and I've always been of the view that it's worse than grumma because it happens instantaneously. Turn off the gas, not quite. Take off a few milliseconds until the gas. Sorry?
Shall we have
asked
the dam? If the water is here, the water is not here yet, and you move the dam away.
Oh, very good. So Yaakov quotes the Gemara about Bitka de Maya. Bitka de Maya means that there's water, and I remove, pick up the wall, and the water comes and kills somebody. This is actually, very good. This is exactly the case. You pick up the dam, Bitka de Maya. So at first glance, it's my action. I should certainly be chayav. You hold. Oh, this I can't show you. This I can't show you. I want to show you this. But let me just. Okay, let me give you the. Can we go off this for a minute and go back to this and I'll be able to get back to it?
Yeah.
It'll tell me how to get back.
The middle picture. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take a look at the very book over here. It's Encyclopedia Talmudit. This is the best summation, which is quoted in that Kutras, 20 pages. Take a look there. before I saw the kuntres, someone came to me, I gave this exactly the same Aramokim, Baruch Shekivanti. It's the exact same Aramokim. Second, I think I wrote down the page number. No, he has a page number. In this 20-page kuntres, there's a correct notation, which I appreciate. I think it's very honest. It tells you to look in Encyclopedia Talmudit for a summation of the various previous attempts at grama switches. Tuf Resh Mem Aleph. Nah, that's where it starts. Nah, that's not good. I assume it must be over here. Where the page numbers are. Oh, here they are. Here we go. I found it. Baruch Hashem. What? Lachuna putach. How's the Hebrew? You know my tzvot, which is the Hebrew. Mafsei grama haboni al ikaron shal minias monea. Okay? Minias monea. What does that mean? It's mukar mishnei mitkanim, the two part of the device. Mitkan chashliya bofal mi bod yom. Bofen shim lo yufrahu oses hapula adidreshen. There's something which there, which if it's not disturbed, we'll put on the light. Umitkan sheni hamiyatzer pulse orok tzar tzarim kol mispar shniyos v'sholcham le'eva ta photo electri shebe mitkan chashliya moneh mimenu vasas yad hapula. There's something which prevents it from happening. In our case, instead of having pulses, there's a piece of plastic that stops the initial pulses from putting the light on. Bilchitza mafseg hagrama, the word grama is in quotations, yorei b'ofan mechani mechseh al mitkan ha-pulsim u'maneh men ha-pulsim ha-sidim li'vatzer me'lagia l'mitkan ha-chashmali. In other words, you are stopping, and Rabbi, this is Rabbi Halpern's idea, you are stopping the pulses from stopping the light from going on. It's called Minia Samonea. Our case, frankly, is really called Hasara Samonea. Everyone with me? That's Minia Samonea. Talk about Hasara Samonea. Minia Samonea means that there is a Monea going, and you are blocking the Monea from doing its job. Here, Hasara Samonea, what we're doing is a little bit different, but the same general principle. Okay? That's what he says. That's another kind of mafsek grama, which is called hamshachat matzav. That's tzomet, which we're not going to go into right now.
That's the ground switch.
Sorry?
The ground switch, where instead of being on the positive side, it's on the negative side.
Well, I'm saying that's not for today's topic. That's what's called tzomet. Okay? You have a certain situation, you keep it going. Basically, on the like you have a refrigerator. Once the motor is on, you make it go longer, it's permissible. Shabbos talk. You make it go longer, permissible. Now, some say Miniyat Moneya is okay. The Tzorach Chole or the Tzorach Bitchoni V'chayotzi. Rav Halperin never allowed his switch, and that's why he called it the grubber switch. I have here a number of interesting publications, if I use that term, which I brought with me. And one of them, you can get all these things online, I'm not talking about Kiddushin, that you can't get. You can get these things probably better and faster than I can get them. One of them that I have over here is, this is a 20-page kuntres that was given. And this is something which was put by a man named Rabbi Gil's student. This is right here, April 15th, that's only a week ago. He's really reprinting something from 4 years ago. It was printed originally. This is a Machon Technologi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Halperin, And apparently Rabbi David Oratz, who was working with him, published in English. Shabbat and Electricity, page 32. The difference between a grubber switch and a standard switch not readily discernible to a layman. You can't just yourself on Torah musings. To prevent such misunderstanding, the use of the grubber switch is limited to uses where an ordinary grubber would be permitted. Hence, the name grubber switch and not mini'at ha-mini'ah switch. Accordingly, the institute uses the grubber switch only under those conditions which ordinary grubber can be permitted. Now, when can ordinary grubber be permitted? Depends on your Sfaradi or Ashkenazi. Here, some of the distinctions can creep up. Maran Bet Yosef, I'll show you. Can I get the Shulchan Aruch and still get back here? I won't lose it? Right, but remember we're on page, we're up to page, Tuf Reish Samach. You remember that? We'll get back to that page. Let me just show what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So I should really show you first what it says in Tosfos. It all starts with a Tosfos. Grama is found in Besefta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chof Amid Beis. Gemara says that Grama is permissible, at least in certain circumstances, to prevent a fire from spreading, things of this nature. Okay. So in that context, the Gemara tells us that in a certain situation, a person may open and close a door. Okay. Don't explain. You worry about the wind that's coming from behind the door. Because there's no wind behind the door. Not only that, the imkain, Havla Lemema Poseach Odom Delas Kenegad Aner. As it says, Kenegad Amadura. You may open the door opposite the candle. The Od, the Tenach Poseach. If you're opening the door, that's one thing. So the wind comes in. But Noel. My Isura Ika. What does it mean, no, my Isura Ika? But if you close the door, what's the violation? What are you doing? It's going to affect, if I use the expression, a Meniya Samonea, right? There's a wind, you're closing the door to stop the wind from coming in. This blind atosis is a source for the heter of Meniya Samonea. Keep that in mind. Then there's something that's called Grum. But Grum is something different, so you should not confuse the terms. That's why the Mechon Technologi, in effect, apologizes for using a misnomer. They're using the word grubber switch, even though it really should be a Meniya Samonea switch. Because if you use Meniya Samonea switch, you may come to what they consider to be an erroneous conclusion that it's a kosher switch. But they're in all situations, they're called non-excision situations. All the time. And they are opposed to that in Mechon Technologi. That's why they gave the appellation of grubber switch. They are Ashkenazi rabbis. And Ashkenazi Halacha, groma is prohibited except for special situations. Let's say that in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Hilchot Shabbos, Simon Shin Lamed Daled.
So Menea switch is okay.
I didn't say it's okay. Mm-hmm. Rav Halperin suggests it's okay, but only in the situation of Chola or Army.
Yeah, like in Chaim Berlin, when they take out the garbage on Shabbos, there's an alarm. So they have a switch on the ground.
What I do? I was on the Sazik again. Print the wrong button. It's off by 10. Okay. I did that. I don't understand how I did it.
What kind of polo are we not doing with that?
Let's go slow. Slowly. Let's go slow. Very slow. Here we go. What's the case in the Gemara? Teva she'achas b'ha'or. It says, Osen mechitza b'chol ha'kelim lasik ben ha'dleka and for the klecheres chadoshim le'amayin shevadi yisbakuk she'tgiel ha'am ha'dleka the gram ki b'mud. It's like more in Shabbos Kuchav Mavetz. Adds the Ramot, two words. B'mokom say, oh! Those two words shot heard around the world. It makes all the difference in the world between Sfaradi and Ashkenazi Shach. Sardi said, oh, Rava's mutter. Hetagama, no problem. Ashkenazi pshak is no. Only the Malkum Pseida. Those two words turn the whole world upside down. What's the source for it? Mordechai Perikot Kisrei. Mordechai Masechta the Shabbos. So therefore, the fact that something is a grubber for us only allows it in the situation of what? Of Pseida or the like, and not across the board. As opposed to Maran Bet Yosef, who seems to say that Gram Kibri is completely permissible based upon the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Remember, the case of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos happens to be a fire is burning. So it is a Malkum Pseida, no question about it. But the Gemara used the expression Grom Shari, so therefore the Mechaber understood Shari is Shehet the Gomer, and the Ramah, according to the Mordechai, said no, it's not Mutter across the board, only the Mokom Pisayda. The question now becomes, Minia Samonea, maybe that's something different. Maybe Minia Samonea is more lenient than Grom. So Machon Technologi did not want to come to that conclusion. Why not? Even though they thought it was true. They gave the reason why. You're going to confuse the two. Very easy, a serious problem. Before you turn around, they're using regular switches. That's what bothered the Machon Technologi. Follow me? Okay. This is very, very important. So now, having said all this, let's go back to where we came from. Encyclopedia. What page was it? We need a tough shin what?
Tough Reish Sama.
Tough Reish Sama.
Just near footnote 80, some 82.
Close. Yeah, good. Oh, here we are. Some say it's permissible. Kederach shemutal lisko chalon keneged haner. You're allowed to close the window opposite the candle. V'oneah begagas teruach milikonis v'lechabas saner. That's what we saw in Tashis. You close it. No, my yisurika. You're preventing the wind from blowing out the candle. V'af v'olvash eniskavim eskiras achalon shem kach. Even if you have that in mind, it's still allowed. You have in mind. Who said so? 83 is the footnotes. That's where you'll see the footnotes. 83. This Masa Chosha. Api Mordechai Shabbos Sof Os Tof. Uchuma Sadeshen Simen Nun Tes. Shulchanoch Harav Reisha Ein Zayin Sif Aleph. Ayin Mamori Rav Zev Lev B'tchum Chelik Beis Avalocha Refuah. Maybe it's not true. There's no kavon in that case. They correctly point out there's a big dispute between Rav Zev Lev, who was a founder of Bechol Lev, named after him, right? He was also a scientist, also a Talmud Chacham. He argued back and forth with Rabbi Halperin about these items. How do I go back to him? Text. Oh, I go back to it every time. I'm not doing this anymore. I have to go every time. Start from the beginning. Okay, here we go. At the end, we'll at the end to put on all the footnotes. Otherwise, I'm just going to go crazy. But ain't no need of kamabris and there be grum. It's less than grum. Pisha eshbo eres machmas atzva. By the skewers chalon lo paal klum. Ela moname haruach melikones v'lechaboso. Same idea, right? After Mafsek Grom came, Shemitkan Chashmali Poel Machmas Atzmo, by a day Kisui Mitkan Apulsim. That's what Yaakov says. Watch this. There are wood. Is wood near a fire? If it won't go out, if the fire won't go out, the existing fire won't go out, it's going to catch fire in the other wood and make a bigger fire. שמותר לסגור חלון ולמנוע מהרוח ולהיכנס לחבוס המדורה. That's what we saw in the Gemara in the Tosfos. אף על פי שעדי כן נעשה מלאכה חדשה שעצים נדלקים מן אש. Who said it's true? Who said it's true? In the case of the Gemara and the Tosfos, what's the situation? You're preserving a status quo with Minyan Samaneh. That's mutter. Can't argue with that. But here, you're changing the status quo. He's just assuming it, that's okay. We'll see you soon. Behold, she'eno ela monea min apulsim shadayin no notsu min yagia l'mitkan ha'chashmali. Then see, yesh kan grama. Sharei hu poel adava shadayin no notsar. Okay, that's true too. Well, that is also true. Behold, she'pulasa l'kima bitkan l'maya v'koach sheni. That's already controversial. What's koach sheni? It means the Maholos Rashi in the Ramah. You pull out the wall of the, and the water goes and kills somebody. Koach rishon is chayav, koach sheni is pot. The Rashi says koach rishon is chayav means the first gush of water. Beyond that, not. Ramah says no. As long as the water keeps going, 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 and going, you're going to be chayav for all. Koach sheni means the water rested, then the wind picked up and moved it further. In my view, it's dependent upon machlokas between Rashi, maybe the Rambam on the one hand, and Rov Rishonim on the other hand, and the Sugah of Isha Misham Chitzov, the Sefer of Baba Kam. Shlomo Zalman's favorite is the Sefer of Baba Kam. The two Sefer of Mincha Shalom. Because in Baba Kam, all the Yesodis of Shabbos are found. The Gemara says there, Man the Isha Misham Chitzov, Isha Nam Misham Mamono. Famous Gemara Baba Kam, and Afkal Gimel Amin Al. Rov Rishonim learned the two separate tracks. Chitzav is chitzav, mamono is mamono. But it's considered to be chitzav maisa. Otherwise, if you kill someone, then you'd be chayav misa. However, the Rambam and Rashi seem to say no. Man, the isli chitzav, isli nami mishim mamono is a limitation. Don't think it's considered like shooting a fire mamash, like shooting an arrow mamash. Shoot an arrow mamash is only kochi. If it's with the wind, it's koach hakaburubo. Koach hakaburubo is not my maisa mamash. If I kill someone that way, I'd be potani misa. Either Gemara seems to say kill the Biravmine. So Guskarab says on his own, then he found the Ran and Sanhedrin later, and says that just means it's like Chayvi Misa Shogun, but it's not your action completely. That child over there, I think it's the same thing over here. Rashi in Sanhedrin, the Shitosa Rashi in Rabbi Kama, and Rov Poskim like the Ramah, like the other Rishon, the Rov Poskim Rabbi Kama. Fine. So that's the question whether it's considered Koach Rishon or Koach Sheni.
These cases are very, very different. Very modern cases.
Well, hold on. Let's first wait and see the written rebuttal, and then we'll have your oral rebuttal. I just want to save you time. Maybe what you say is we'll see it right in a minute. Okay. Let's go slow. Why is Koach Sheni? Shreapul Sadayin in a Koral the Mixta Shumorim El Chitaz Al Amasi. Viesh Cholkim. It's maybe you, Yaakov. The Kosu. Maintains the status quo. Your example. The example that they gave themselves with more wood near the present campfire. Bovin sharuach ano shemes derech haPesach mefanes haShalemes atzad acher vayidei skiras adelas ponah haShalemes levar ner haShenim adikoso. How raise that? Next page. Neither kosem malacha as bitkin b'mayik koch rishin not koch sheni. V'lochein kevin shayidei kisui amitkan ba'pulsim mevatzei amitkan hachashli ba'malacha chayav ha'mechase kibo b'koch rishin chayav doraisa. Why isn't it Grom at least? The answer is that in the case of Rav Halperin, it happened right away. So it wasn't called, others don't say it's considered to be Grom. He said over here, it's considered Grom because the pulsum hadn't come yet. The time delay might be a certain level of it, we'll see soon. V'o, here's the second reason why it might be a Darais. Shlo Yitiru, El Eskiras Delas She'eno Chelik Mimachshir HaMatukan Lekach. אבל מפסק רומא, שעשוי ומתוכנן לחבר ולנתק מגל חשמלי. אין אנו צריכים לדון על פרטי פעולתו ואיך לפועל. אלא כל שבלחיצה למפסק מתחבר מגל חשמלי, דונים עושו כמחבר את המגל. That's what you said, yeah. It's one big action. Don't confuse me with the details of what's going inside that electrical system. It's one action, it's one thing. Not the same as a door which happens to be in the way of a wind. This is all one item. Ein hevdel im poel ba'ofen chiyuvi, o ba'ofen shel meniyas moneya, ve'af eino nidun kegrom el ha'kosev b'kocho, v'shiyesh lono lirah says, kol ha'machshirim ki yichid ha'achas shleima, v'keiman shel yedei lechitzos al ha'machsek mischaber ha'magal, v'ez gomol zor avuruch mesayato, shel melechas machshevas osra Torah, v'chayev af al pi yishenu el ha'gori. It's gomol b'bavakam adam samach, according to those, that shot in the sukkah. Now we'll go to the footnote, just to see, we have to go from 84 to 93, and then we'll continue the discussion.
How would he answer the Beis Yosef then, or even the Ramah, where they intend that the fire not continue? I mean, there's a clear intent. They didn't want the fire to go burn something.
Let's say, hold a minute. He suggests over here of Halpern, it's a combination of two grumas. And some amount even from Malcolm Shein Hefzik. So Meniyah, some Meniyah. Yesh Lahate, what's his last line? Litzrachim Chiyuniyim. And he doesn't consider to be Zohar Ruach Mesayata. That's a Machlokas Gedolia Poskim. Helim Pshat Natsugim is something about Kama. You want a very brief summary of it? In that very same Dvar Torah, he quotes from Rav David Miller Shlita. And he gives you a lecture on a link. What's considered to be, why is Baba Kamadav Samachayev and Shabbos Kufchav Potter? I'll just read you just such a quick one. A time delay makes the first permissible. There's no time delay in Zohar Ruach Mesayata. The second action will not definitely occur that the first is allowed. Okay. Not the normal way of performing the act is permitted. Okay. But the second action is not already in motion when the first is allowed. Ah. That's the Rav's words. That's number four. And he quotes over here, the Rav, quoted by Bikvei Atzon, and Nefesh HaRav, follows the fourth approach. Bikvei Atzon, Sima Zayin, and Talib Maestri, Gomer, B'Lechel Shabbos. So, Rav Soloveitchik would presumably forbid its use. And no surprise, Rav Shechter, in fact, thinks it's prohibited based on this. That's what he thinks. No surprise here. He predicted it. He called it, as they say. He called it.
But is that because we understand that the indication of the kosher switch, that the light pulse, because of the computer randomly controlling it, is considered already in action?
That's correct.
I mean, even though it's not currently in use, because it could become in use, that's already considered a
that's spell. Correct. It's already in action. Whatever you do when it's already in action is you're jumping on something which is already in action. You're partnering with that. Remember we spoke a little bit about Shabbos clocks. If it's already in action, and you do something to change the status quo, go off or on earlier, that's considered to be more than grumman. Now, there are those who disagree with the Rav. They have a right to disagree with the Rav, but the Rav is right to disagree with them too. You know, you have to keep in mind, we believe in Elim, and we try very hard not to be too critical of other individuals, but at the same time, we have a right for an opinion, which is our Rebbe's opinion, etc. Okay, the rest of the things that I don't want to see too much, just to give you an example. Okay, we're both side. Let us now go out of the encyclopedia for a moment and get back to real life. Okay, it was a very beautiful summation. Properly, appropriately quoted in this 20-page scriptures. Fine. Interestingly, when this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, some of these halachas, not in Shin Lamed Aleph, that we saw over here, that's the idea whether it's grum or not, or is mutter or just from Malcolm Hefzid, there's another siman in Shulchan Aruch. It's Reish Ayin Zayin. Many of these halachas are quoted. Take a look. What does it say over here? So for example, also liftoach adeles kenegan amadura, shikro v'ktas al adeles. Vafilu ein sham el ruach mitzuyu. You can't open the door. Avalim hoya psuach kenegda, mutal sogro. The ein bo mishum mechav. It sounds like these are lovers, Rechai Zayin. And yes, I'm in there, these are along these lines. Let's turn to the links and see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about these halachas. K Kineged Amadura. Nesha Ruach Amanashe if Gorim Lahavir Amadura Yoser. Afri Shayna Mechavim Mazem, we call him Psik Reshu. So if there's a wind right now, you're not open, the door. Afilu, etc. Ratz alov. After they Ruach Mitsuya, ain't there a Hamadura Lahavir Yoser. Afilu Achi Yoser. You know why? Kazrina Otu Shayna Mitsuya. Ruach Mitsuya is not going to do anything because it's a Zera. But then he says over here, it's a critical line. The Amen Shem Ruach Klal Mutter. Mutter. So there are those who promote the koshas, which say right now, Ein Shem Ruach Klal. And what are they saying over here? We should look up. Can we get this by pressing this button? It's not an active button. I have to turn to some things. You can press itself and you get it.
Yeah.
Not in this mode. Ooh, one half a second. Mutter L'Sorba is a very important Mishnah Berurah. Afal Pi Shem Ruach Hayam Avira. It would have happened. Ema Mishnah Mechaber. You know why? She'ena Osa Klum. Ela Osa Ruachim Techaber Techaber. This sounds like along the lines of Rav Zevlev. Nothing happened. Just maintain the status quo. You can create something new. But the truth to be told, we have to tell the truth. You got to lie. In the case of Tavka Vidal, you did change the status quo. You did change the status quo. Right? And that's a big question. Maybe Shem Ruach Klal is Mutter, even though the result of you closing the door, or opening the door, is going to be a change in the status quo. This seems to indicate who's right, that Rav Halpern is right, considered to be a grumma. The answer is as follows. Rav Halpern is right in the sense it's considered to be a grumma, but there's no het l'mineh samoneh, and therefore we're not going to hold for grumma in this case for one of the four reasons, then you're left with nothing. Excellent point. Let's take a look at this moment I've wrote, because he said Mishnah Berurah said to look. Let's take a look there. Tov kuf yudalad rabosai sivkot and test. I think we should first start off by looking at the Shulchan Aruch. Tov kuf yudalad, that's not only right. Silkas Yomtif rabosai, which we'll see soon. There may be distinctions between Shabbos and Yomtif in this respect. Maybe we should call it a Yomtif switch. According to some authorities, in any
case,
maybe that's right. You're probably right, but can I be honest about all this thing? What's the big need for this whole thing? That's what I don't understand. Well, just what do you need it for? Just open up before Shabbos. You don't want to get a Shabbos, buy a Shabbos stock. I just don't understand. So far, I haven't been convinced, except for Jews and Nebuchadnezzar, Machal Shabbos, or an emergency, the army, the hospital. There is a need for it, but for me, it's I just don't see the need. I live my life, I don't think I'm an ascetic, I'm not a karoi, I'm locked out of my house. I don't know if I have a Shabbos clock. Yes, Rav Moshe didn't like Shabbos clock. So that was never really makubal. Even an empty jail using Shabbos clocks. So, but I don't see the whole need, frankly. I don't get it. But except with special cases, you know. Whatever. Except with special cases. I believe that part of the reason for these advocates is that it should be used in place with otherwise being Mechal Shabbos. Okay, that's hard to argue with that. It's only to be used in those places. It seems to me that it's better than a Mechal Shabbos Mamish, but at what price? We shall see soon. Tough Kuf Yudav. Yes?
How about like in a kid's room?
Kid's room?
Because they frequently turn on and off.
Come on, it's covered with a switch. The blue piece of plastic covers up. Come on. Okay. Here we go. Switch cover is easy to find. It's tough, kuf, you down, what, sif, cotton, yud. That's what we were, is that what it said? Yud. Here we go. Oh, watch this. Umuto lahamid ne'er b'mokom sh'ruach sholeit, k'day she'yichovet. K'day! With the intention, it's mutter. Aber oslam mit sham im kfar ruach menashe. See, you're even allowed to have an intention to have something change. What's the hefta grama? Yud. This should be the magen avraham. Okay, reisha and zayin to base. Also, the ftoach adelas kedegan abedura. Vafilu ain't shem el ruach mitzuya, mashma The Shem Shavuach Klal Shari. Alpha Pisha Sofa Ruach Lavo. The Tzarachin. The Medura Medina Ruach Metsuya. Shari Alegazin Ruach Metsuya through Eina Metsuya. The Kolshke. The Yesh Ligzor Bishar Shein Ruach Menashev. Hotel Bishar Shein Ruach Menashev. The Bechol Rega Verega. Ruach Menashev. The Yesh Lafen Bezer. Look at Simon Reish Ayin Zayim. Also the Ftoch Delz Vechalo Negar Aner. Velo Chilik Ben Yesh Ruach Lein Ruach. That's the Kasha. Why? Look what he says. Afilu ain't shemela v'chule. Haim. Davka b'medura. The Medina shari ruach metzuya. Rak shagaz yu atu ena metzuya. V'lochein. Kishe ain't shem ruach klal shari. No ruach is only gzera atu a ruach ena metzuya. It's like a gzera l'gzera. It's only ruach ena metzuya is the problem. Now, there's no Ruach at all. Ruach Metzuyah only Hotu, so it's like a kind of a Gzeir L'Gzeir. Ava B'ner, is he? Ava B'ner, L'Olam Asur, V'Lekha L'Mishri Mishim Gram Kibuy, Lo Shorel L'Mnoash L'Yisorav Yoser, Ava Ligra B'chabas Adola Kvar, Asur. In other words, Gram Kibuy is Asur. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch for a minute and see what it says. What did it say over here, Shulchan? Umbutu lahamid ne'er b'malka shemruach sholeh k'day sheyichoveh. Sounds like it's based upon a heter of Gram Kibbutz. But the question becomes, do we hold from Gram Kibbutz? We really,
On
Shabbos? On Yontif? Let's take a look. Let's take a look, Rabosai, in Mishnah Brura. We'll see soon. Let's see soon. Let's take a look, Rabbi. So here we go. The Mavash Ruach Sholeh. But Tzlama Sheyachol Lishlo Pishavah V'tam Aheter Shun De'eno Ela Gram Kibur B'Yalma. Wait a minute. Isn't Gram Kibur awesome? Ben Hishalot? Take a look in the Shara Tziyur. Here's key. Hagro. Mash Hikshem on the Rom is in base. Now, Siv Hei, to cut Hei, the Loshari Gram Kibel and Bimok of Seder, Shin Lam Adalas, the Chavez Hagro, says in Mishra, it's something very unusual. Best of Osa Hagro, Ein Lo Mokor. Ein Lo Mokor? What? Kama Shkoz Hava Taz, so of Siv Kod Vo, Vesim and Zeh, Lo Matzinu Chavar L'Shita Zu. It's like a Shita Zyachit. Kama Gram Kibel and Bimok of the Rosh Lashon Tefillah Shita Zu. Then he says the key. After the B'yom Tov, L'chulei Alma Shari Gram Kibbutz L'chatchila, Tosfos in Beit Chavez, Hukeinu Gam Das Eli Rabbi Mati Yehuda, Reish Ayin Zayin Be'alacha, Mama Mordechai Halacha Kalpana B'yom Tov. So here we find, Rabbosai, that maybe the head is only on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. It's a pele that the Mishnah Brura is quoting the Kula of the Magen Avraham in Tav Kuf Yudal B'yom Tov, and it's quoting it without any comment in Hilchos Shabbos. That's a Peladika Mishnah Brura. That's a Peladika Shara Tzion. Rov Poskim are against this. Now we'll see what Ein Lo Chavah. Who said Ein Lo Chavah? You know who says that? He tells you, the Taz. Take a look at the Taz. He is Lush. We'd like to give everyone the benefit to see the Lushainus, because it's only fair. We won't have to measure up those Lushainus against what we see in other places. Taz, what did Taz say? Sof Sifkan Vav. What does he say? Look what he says. Vafil Hachi Asar Abenu Yoel, that's in the Mordechai, Shlomo Malcolm Hezek. The Kog of Nerd of Tzorak Taz, Av Shein Tzorak Godi Yeshlokal, Afil Bavayim. Kilomatzinu chaval Rabbeinu Yoel b'zeh. He's a das yachid. No one held like him. No one held like him. The Mishnah Tzion, the self quoted Tosfos in the Beit Chavez, held like him. What do you mean no one held like him? What kind of statement is that? No one held like him. What do the words mean? No one. Tosis is no one. Tosis held like him. That's a pellet to me. How can you say no one held like him? How can you say it to them? Not only that, as I say about Oracle Shabbos, which you use a lot when we learn the Shabbos. I don't know if we get this on here. I don't know. What's up? Did we once get? Hold on, it's Rachel. It's okay. I'll read it to you from here. You can see it yourself later on. The Oracle Shabbos, this is in Volume Gimel. It's Perek Chav Tes. Discusses this very question. Is it in fact a Das Yochid? Look at the rights. Taz is a Das Yochid. And Shatzi quote. Come and we show them. Look in Tarsus, Rabosai, and Bates. I'm going to just give you a little bit of a rundown of the source that he quotes at the start. Tosis in Beitza. Davchav Beis. I'm an Aleph. See what Tosis says? Watch this. I'm a stopping me man. Ain't no, it's a long nation with my kibui, lohavi elegram kibui. Ugram kibui biyom tivshari, not on Shabbos. Furish atoysis rabosai. Furish. Not only that, don't think only I said it. We had a Mogan Avram before. The Mogan Avram said it. This diak atoysis. Quotes it over here. Watch this. Uvatosis Mashish Lechav and Shabbos the Yomtiv. Now did he say it? If we go back to the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos, Shin Lach Medal Tzilcha Beis, where we came from. Okay. And you find, look who else says it besides the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Akiva Eger. Akiva Eger says, I am Tosis Beitza, Ram Kibbu Yasser. That's all. Not only that, and the Rush says Mutter. Now what is the Rush? He says, does the Rush mean Mutter Mamish? So, what happened over here? The Magen Avraham Tavkuf Yud if you doubt it. The Rush. Sali proves in the Rush, below Pesach Shari. No! The Rush is Kasha, Shoshon Ferris. The Gazvin and Shem Yistapek, the Rush hold. The Gzerim, Mistapek is Mechabal Gomer Midoraisa. The Kevin, the Shem Yimelkom Pesach, the Alkoch Midoraisa, Lavi Kibui, etc. So therefore he says, there's no riot from the Rush that Gram Kibui is Mutter Mamash. He says there's no riot. Every gram kibui is also b'shalom b'malkim seder. So right to Rabbi Akiva. Now, what about the Mordechai? Let's go back to the Mordechai, Rabbi Osai. Masechta the Shabbos. Perek Kol Kisvei. Here we go. Watch this. Gram Kibi Mutter. Klonimus Rabavadim Shirarav Rabbeinu Yomtiv. Hitter be Yomtiv. Lo se sakin o kli o dover hanit lo shkner shal shavu lo mokum ad lakos shein o lagram kibud. Only on Yomtiv. Rabbeinu Yoel Pirish, Dafila Biyomtiv. Lo Shirinik Amkiv Lechatchila B'malkom Hezek Dafka. The only fact about Yomtiv implies that Shabbos, even, forgive the pun, Rabbeinu Yomtiv, all is matter on Yomtiv, not on Shabbos. So there is a chaver to Rabbeinu Yoel, right here in the same Mordechai. And so the toast and Shabbos on Chav Beis Amnab. So you have two good chaverim. He tells you, Rabbosai, to look in that rush. That was the rush that they were talking about. Let's go straight to Agos Oshri, just to save time. In Beitza. Here. Why? Because Rama is also lechatchila. So Arzarua, Dagos Ashri are all saying the same thing. Now it's truly Rosh and the Lashon there of Mutter. Rabbi Kivega, as we saw before, says there's no right, it's really Mutter. It could be it's also. We have many, many Chaveirim to Rabbi Eliyahu. Then he says something which is interesting. Omna, this is the same footnote, it's footnote Mendal. Av shegroma asura b'drabonon, mikomakom harezu shvus kala yosem ishar shvus. Sherehudra b'mokom pseida, u'b'mokom mitzvah, shavus kukof, u'shar shvus in lohitru. V'kila afilu b'amira l'nochri asura, af b'mokom pseida b'mokom mitzvah. It's more kal than a mule than opry. I agree. And then what somebody said, it was a meeting yesterday, look, well, many shuls, instead of using the kosher switch, they have a guy putting on the light on Shabbos. It's not right. Kosher switch is better. My response was different. My response was, just use a Shabbos clock. I volunteer to raise the money for any shul that's a guy putting on lights on and off to buy them a Shabbos clock. I'll go further than that. I'll volunteer to raise the money that the light should be on the whole Shabbos. Because in my shul, we had a Shabbos clock built and the shul was built 40 years ago. After a while, I said, it's ridiculous. It malfunctioned here and there. And leave the light. What does it cost to leave these lights on all night? What do you think it costs? Pennies. Pennies. And so he's right, this rabbi. So many shuls, they go, oh, that's terrible. That's no excuse to put a kosher switch. Just get a Shabbos clock. Beyond that, I want to be malam and schus a little bit. We'll get to it as we go. Most lights there are fluorescent, not incandescent. Most lights, fluorescent light. This is gears. By the time of us, it's the gears. That's not any sort of rice of the gears as such. Now, it's true. In order to get it to start, the starter has a little bit of a spark. That's a derisive. But we'll see later. Sunday Mar Makovers. That might only be labeled as a psikration. As we'll see later, secretion to a guy is mutter. I'm not being mocked like this. Please don't understand, misunderstand me. But in case sometimes the light malfunctions, not malfunctions, sometimes we have a catering affair, and some smart, non-Jewish person outsmarts us and turns the lights off in the shul. We don't touch the lights. So they go to the fire station, and they get a guy to put the lights on. We can do without it, really. No, it's a secretion. We assume it's only a only psikration, the rabbon. You know, some might say it's worth psikration. Shas etzchak v'rolayna. But not only if something the thing malfunctions by mistake, someone turned it off. But we have lights are all over. Ner tomid. We have a ner tomid every Shabbos by us. You can come for Shabbos. You can sit and learn the whole night in the shul. I'll give it a combination. All night you can sit and learn in the shul. I don't say I expect it necessarily, but yeah.
You said the assumption that the kosher switch is going to be high. If that's true. We just said now that the great show in Amir Lachem is going to be mutter, but Mechavin really with Amir Lachem is really just Amir Lachem, so it should be usher. doesn't have it, it's key, it, the only thing that it's down here, right? If it's not a secretion at all, it's just going to happen.
No. Talk about it. Is it incandescent bulb?
No, that, the kosher, it's the kosher switch.
The kosher switch and the incandescent bulb is a mechavan mamish to make a fire.
And then it would just be a sound on your lock. And would do it for you.
So if
the
would,
the kosher wouldn't help anyway. The kosher, even in such a case, kosher
right.
Would
be better. Correct. 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 Oh, here's a man that's calling a Rambam. A third reason is being suggested by Rabbi Yaakov why we should not be happy with these kosher switches. Not only because it's maybe an Issa D'oraisa mamish, because it's not considered to be a grama and Minia Samanea, which creates a new status, maybe also a D'oraisa. And not only because of Rabbi Yosef Svara, that when you're dealing with one machine, the whole machine is considered to be one, but you had a third source. The third source of Osai, the third source. He started Chumash of a first year Tanakh. Rabban Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel. Word Shabbosim. Shabbosim. What's Shabbosim? What does it mean Shabbosim? Look what he says, Rabban. Amazing. Rabban's like this. Venirali, lo mashin etztavina min haTorah, v'yosan ha-menucha b'yomtif, Shabbos kavachomer, afilu medvarim she'enan malacha, lo sheyitra kol hayom limdor ha-tfuos v'lishkol ha-peres, saying all things which are dinu de Rabban. Limdor ha-lishkol ha-peres ha-metonos l'mali chav yosgayin l'fanos ha-kelen v'gam ha-avonim ribeis vayis levayis vim v'akon l'mokom v'mois ir v'kep eschomo d'los esnulis b'layla yu ha-omis v'al ha-chamorim v'af yayin v'anovim v'tenim v'chol masi v'yir v'yontu v'yir shuk mole v'chol mekka chumemka is the old Rabbonah t'yir chanus p'sucho v'ahochan v'nimakiv v'ashulchonim v'ashulchonim v'azuhuvim l'fneim money is only muksa yad polim ha-shkim v'l'malachton v'azkir 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 Shabbachol is a end of the Mishnah Malacha. Rabbi knew all the Lama that's Malacha. So you had it off 20 things. No Malacha. Kach of a Torah Shabbosom. She yom shvisa menucha lo yom Torah. Zeh pirish tov yom. Shabbosom is the all-encompassing. The all-encompassing Rabbosom. This is the Rabban has his theory in a number of places. That is there are details. Then there's the all-encompassing. This is the Ramban in Parshas Emma. A similar Ramban, and this is one of my Rebbe Rabban Lichtenstein Zecher Tzadik L'Bracha's most favorite themes. He once said, maybe even wrote it, he was on a desert island somewhere, and he only was dealing with one sefer, just one with it, he'd act for Chumash Ramban. I appreciate it. He loved the Ramban so much. I want to show you the two other places where he, Rabban, in his life, he exemplified these Rambans. Let's take a look at Kedoshim Tiyu, which is next week's parasha. This is famous Ramban, world famous, but not almost no one kept it except by Rabbi Rabban. He kept it. What does it say over here? Same idea. HaTorah is Hira Barayos V'machola Masurim V'tira HaBia Ish B'Ishto V'achilas HaBos V'Yayin V'kein Yimtza Bal Taiva V'machol Dios Shotuf B'Zimas Ishto O'Nosho V'Hamos V'Sholom B'Yisro organization. Many notion of Pilakshiva, whatever they call it. Okay. Vilios Besove Yain of Zole Bosolama. Viadabe Kirtsona Baholanabolos. It's used evil pen. Shalhuski is the Torah. In a novel Brishu Satoro. Famous Rambam. The Fichon Barkos of Achresha Pirate Surim. Shosos of the Gamri. Vitsiva Bedava Kloli. Shania Purushim and Hamutoros. You might be Mishgol, Shutam Dichom, Basimus on Shem Katan the Golem, etc., etc. You Kaddish Hatsum in Ayayim Bimiyuto, Nazirus Kodosh, Vyiskar Ros and his cars be men of Bitar Belot, Benochu Belot, Yavish Minatuma, etc., etc. Yishma Piva Lushonami, this God, with Yubi Hachila Hagasa, when I dibber Hanimas. So careful. You Kaddish Hashagil the Precious, is a mitzvah klolis. Acha shepirit kol averish in asuas legamrei, mamish treif of meat and the women are prohibited. Then, after this, v'chlal zos ha-tzavah and akiyas b'yodim v'gufo, v'skadishtim elah yirayim v'shonim, v'skadishtim elah yirayim, it's all included. V'zeh derech ha-torah, lifrot v'lechlo v'chayose b'zeh. Ki ach v'yastorah as prote adinin, v'chol maso matan shaben b'nei odo, lo tigdov, lo tigzo, tom v'shar ha-sorah, this is number three. Ama v'chlal, v'asis ha-yoshev ha-tov, she-yachnis ועשי היושר והשבוי לכל פנימה שהוא עושה דין בצורן חברו כאשר הפרש בגיל את גמר שני הקדוש ברוך וכן מן השבס עושה מלאכס בלב והתרוכם ביעשי כלול השנמר תשבוס אז I'll say we just saw it maybe then in three places the Rabban is this Yisod first are the details and then there are the kloll and the details are the trees and the kloll is the forest we dare not lack either of them. This was my Rabbi Rabar. He had the trees. He was medakta the mitzvahs more than anybody else. I never saw him medakta the mitzvahs. He never lost out of the forest. He always had the bigger picture. He always was so careful of all these things. So, so careful. You can't just at the beginning just to mention a word, just a couple of handful words about this gadol, the Torah, the Midas, the Chesed, the Emuna. I recommend that you all listen to the Hespe. I listened to all eight Hespe. I did it in two shifts, I could see. An hour and a half plus of each. His six children spoke, followed by the Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh Rabbi Gigi, and followed by Bai Chavrusa, Rabbi Ezra Bick, who close Chavrusa for many years. And he spoke absolutely masterfully. I hold it to you. If you only hear one, yeah, that's the last one. It's just so masterful. I'm not taking too much from any of the others. Just maybe because it's my Harusa, I feel I felt so moved by what he said. So everyone should see something because the other Gadol, Ma'od, whose influence on all of us is so tremendous that people don't even realize who he is. I think it's a big mitzvah to get your hands on that. Okay, Rabosai, it's the truth to tell is that aside from all the other considerations that we just discussed, there are other considerations. And in this Sefer, Aruch on Shabbos, he in fact points out that same Perek Chavtes, we said before, Host Mem Haora Mem Dalin, we trust to that many Rishonim hold that Grover is Usher, at least on Shabbos, the Chatchil of Shlomo Machon Hefzid. When it comes to the various Grover machines, he has what to say in a different footnote. Footnote Nun Beis. He says, he thinks that Das Gedoli Yisrael. Ain l'shtamash ben b'shabbos. Af lo b'mokla mitzvah choli, shen bo sakona. Even as b'niyah, machshav as matzav. Why? Rav Eliyoshev. Yesh b'dover, number one, Isur Gomer. Because he held that one machine is an Isur Gomer. B'vad sheyesh b'zeh pirtza b'chomas ha-shabbos. And he quotes there, v'shvus Yitzchok. Quotes Chut Shani, Rav Nissim Karelitz, prohibits it, and he quotes the Gemara in Perakira, Daf Mem Zayin, that the Sbar Batoist and Rishonim, Kame Chiluke Dine Besuga de Grama. Some Gramas are Surim and Atorah, and some of these Machshirim, that it goes Lachazman, some is considered Maisa Gomer anyway, and he quotes the Chazanish in a totally different context. He's like, Dabba Mosul the Chacham in the Dora Bemokum Mepirza. It's not just the trees, it's the forest. That's what he's worried about. And that's one of the Rebbeim we met yesterday said, if you allow kosher switch, they'll use trefa switch. No, people are not going to be able to distinguish. Even though they'll put kosher sign on it with a red light, green light, people are not that together. Very, very important. Now let's go back. We didn't talk at all about Yom HaTzmur even a minute. So maybe we should stop this discussion right now and spend a few minutes discussing the Indian of the day. And Mitzvah on Sunday, we'll try to finish up this idea of the kosher switch. We have to go back a little to the segregation. Not a little bit, a lot to the segregation suit. Okay, yes?
So there's an argument, even if they came up with some way that 100% okay, whatever, it would never be really what they're...
Correct. But I'm not conceding this is okay. Far from it. Not at all. It's no worse than Menea Samenea, I can see. But it's no worse than Grama, I also can see. But as we said before, there are Ashkenazim, they seem to pass in, that Grama is prohibited, at least on Shabbos. And Menea Samenea, we saw, we read ourselves together, that he himself quotes Yeshchol, and say if it's changing the Matzav, it is a Daraisa. Aside from the idea of the all-in-one switch, right, Rabbi Yosha's idea. Aside from the idea of the Ramban that you quoted, and aside from the Pirza, which could lead to a Temer, so there are four solid reasons that we have to. We're going to just go back on Sunday to discuss the first one, the technicalities. Is it even on a technical basis any better than Menea Samenea? In this Kuntras, he says there are 11 reasons why it's better. He rounds up 11. You can get this online somewhere. On page 18, there are 11 reasons. Why this is better than he thinks that even those who don't like Menea Samenea in non-emergency cases should or would or could agree in this situation. I do concede that there are 11 distinctions, but when I was a kid, they had an expression, it's a chilek, it's not a chalek. It's a distinction which doesn't make any difference. We have to discuss, Mr. Shem, on Sunday, what these 11, if you have this online, look at those, just look at this page. Page 18, it rattles off 11 things, and we'll have to discuss it honestly. What do the 11 things mean? If anything. So that's the technical part. We'll go back to Psikration and Sasek and Reb Chaim. You have another assignment, Reb Chaim and Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud, Reb Chaim. Very important, Reb Chaim. I'll tell you how important Reb Chaim is. But please look at that, Rav. And the Rav and Hilchos Shogos, I told you, Perek Zayin, Lachim Yubei, that's critical. And if you look at the Chazon Ish, Hazaharos on Reb Chaim, most of Reb Chaim have the Chazon Ish in the back. See what he has to say against Reb Chaim. I have to see, put your head between two gedolim. Not so simple, but we'll try to see what we have to say about that. And once you're looking, I don't want to make you more homework. Just do that enough. Today is Yom Ha'atzmaut. It's a muktam.
I have the piece, by the way, if you want.